Hello, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. All right, everybody, we're diving into some more DC fandom news today. Grab your baseball bats and your boomerangs, because today we're talking about the Suicide Squad. Now, the comic book team of the Suicide Squad, more formally known as Task Force X, is made up of supervillains that are controlled by the government and sent to do the dirty work they don't want to do. And if the villains don't comply, well, they have an explosive implanted in their necks, which can be triggered at any time by the devious and powerful Amanda Waller, the leader of the operation. Now this fandom, we got a look at the live-action, James Gunn-directed movie, The Suicide Squad, and its huge cast of characters, many of whom I heard won't make it very far in the movie. But the cast is huge, too. The likes of John Cena, Nathan Fillion, Margot Robbie, and Idris Elba. Anyway, it looks to be a lot of fun. DC also revealed the new Suicide Squad video game from Rocksteady, the creators of the Batman Arkham series. It's called Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. It looks like the League is under control by the mad maniac Brainiac, and when the heroes are gone, who's left to take them down? That's right, the villains. It looks like Task Force X is stuck between a rock, Amanda Waller, and a hard place, Superman. So the main thing is, you obey, you live to see another day, you don't comply, then you... well, it's not good. But that's kind of our relationship with God. You know, when we're obedient to His guidance, we live out our lives to the fullest. But when we stray, we find we're lost, and that can lead to disaster. I'm not trying to scare you. God doesn't rule through fear, trust me. Instead, He gives us a choice. Unlike the Suicide Squad who are forced into their predicament, God gives us free will to accept Him into our hearts or not. But also, we know that His path is the best and most rewarding. In Psalms 128, verse 1, it says that blessed are all who walk in obedience of the Lord. Another great passage I love comes from Psalms 119, a very, very long chapter, starting in verse 129, like I said, a very long chapter, where it says, "Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. You are righteous, Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy." God has given us all the tools we need to succeed and live our best life. All we need to do is accept them and obey them. He's never led someone astray, and He always fulfills His promises. So be obedient to God, and in doing so, be free. Be joyous with the knowledge that God is leading you to great things, and that He loves you and will never forsake you, or send you in to try and kill Superman. Looking at you, Amanda. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff, your daily nerd devo. Until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.